Topic 15.2. Regulation of transcription and translation. In this recording, we'll discuss control of transcription and translation as part of the A2 biology specification. Transcription is controlled by transcription factors found in the cytoplasm. These transcription factors bind to the gene and stimulate it to be transcribed. Cells often need to make proteins and enzymes as part of their day-to-day function. In order to make a new protein, the ribosomes need to translate a messenger RNA copy of the relevant gene. The genes are very tightly regulated by molecules in the cytoplasm called transcription factors. To transcribe a copy of the gene, the transcription factors move from the cytoplasm to the nucleus, where they bind to a specific part of the gene. This stimulates the DNA to unravel so that the gene can be transcribed into a messenger RNA. When a transcription factor is not bound to the DNA, it carries an inhibitor. The inhibitor binds to the part of the transcription factor where it binds to the DNA, preventing it from binding to its gene. This means that the inhibitor must be removed before the transcription factors can bind and cause transcription. Hormones, such as estrogen, can remove inhibitors from the gene. Estrogen diffuses into the cell from the blood and diffuses into the nucleus. Once in the nucleus, estrogen binds to a receptor on the surface of the inhibitor. The shape of the receptor is complementary to estrogen, so they fit together like a lock and a key. This means that no other hormone or molecule can bind to the receptor. It is specific to estrogen. Once estrogen has bound to the receptor changes shape and moves, releasing the inhibitor. The transcription factor is then free to bind to its gene. So that's the normal process. Translation can be controlled artificially by using small molecules called small interfering RNA. These are made in the lab by using enzymes to cut double-stranded RNA into small sections. These small sections are also double-stranded. The strands separate and one of them combines with an enzyme. Where in the body does this apply? The combined enzyme and small interfering RNA can be used inside any type of cell. Once in the cell, they move into the nucleus, and the small interfering RNA guides the enzyme to a messenger RNA. The bases on the small interfering RNA are designed to be complementary to a particular messenger RNA, so they can bind to it. Once bound, the enzyme can cut the messenger RNA into small sections. This means that the messenger RNA can no longer be translated by the ribosomes into a functional polypeptide. Small interfering RNA molecules have a number of medical and scientific applications. They can be used to block translation of potentially harmful proteins and proteins that cause disease. They can also be used by scientists to investigate what happens inside cells when certain proteins cannot be translated. This could lead to new targets for medicines to be discovered or new cures for diseases. That's the end of my detailed exploration of the topic now, but to finish up, here are a few revision questions. Question 1. What stimulates a gene to be transcribed? Transcription factors stimulate a gene to be transcribed. Question 2. What is bound to transcription factors when they are not bound to DNA? When transcription factors are not bound to DNA, they are bound by an inhibitor. Question 3. What does estrogen bind to? Estrogen binds to the receptor on the inhibitor. Question 4. What happens when estrogen binds to its receptor? When estrogen binds to its receptor, the receptor changes shape, releasing the inhibitor and allowing the transcription factor to bind to its gene. Question 5. What does small interfering RNA do? Small interfering RNA guides an enzyme to its complementary messenger RNA, so that the enzyme cuts the messenger RNA into small sections. To summarise, the process of transcription factors binding to the gene. The presence of inhibitors bound to the transcription factors when they are not bound to the gene. The role of estrogen is described. The process of estrogen binding to the receptor on the inhibitor is described in detail, as well as how the inhibitor is released, allowing the transcription factor to bind to its target gene. The process of making small interfering RNA molecules is described, as well as their method of action on messenger RNA molecules in the nucleus. The medical and scientific applications of small interfering RNA molecules are discussed.